We'll have the swearing-in ceremony momentarily, but we have a statement on Cyprus which I think will be of interest to all Americans and people of the world. The resolution adopted this morning by the Security Council in agreement with all parties to the crisis in Cyprus is a major step toward peace. It is a product of restraint and mature judgment on the part of many people. Those of us in this and other nations who have been preoccupied in recent weeks with the dangerous situation in Cyprus and attempt to constructively find an answer to it are gratified by this action. The Security Council has opened the way to the creation of a United Nations peacekeeping force and the appointment of an international mediator. We hope this force will be constituted promptly with the cooperation of member states. Needless to tell you that this agreement was reached over many obstacles. This agreement is only a first step. Difficult issues remain, and it will take renewed effort by all concerned to reach a lasting settlement which takes account of the rights of all. The United States government will give full support to the efforts of the United Nations mediator in this direction, and we appeal to all peoples everywhere to join in their support. But the first condition of successful mediation is the restoration of internal order, and it is here that today's resolution gives us the greatest and the newest hope. In spite of the difficulties that do lie ahead for our country, we have seen once again that men of goodwill can find means to keep peace if they're constructive about it and if they're determined to do it. The United States, for its part, will continue in its firm friendship for the people of Greece, for the people of Turkey, and for the people of Cyprus. And we move ahead today in the firm belief that this is a constructive move out of which peace will ultimately come to all nations involved.